And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm loving this condenser mic, mate. I'm even talking into it. It's just somewhere in the Highwayman's Lodge. And I'm chatting away. I'm just chatting breeze, man. It's like, this is... If anybody walked into my lounge now, they would think that bloke is just talking at a computer.
Nice.
Well, nice, maybe. I like a little bit mental. What is mental, Tony, is this week's music. It's a Japan Files special. It's the final label special we have for a while in what's been the merry month of May, which is now June the 1st, because we're making the show a day later. I'll tell you what. Anyway, this is Bazooka and Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Sararuna, Meti Kabuna, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Sararuna, Meti Kabuna, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
That was Bazooka, Tony. Now, we're not doing MySpace websites this week, pages and that, web pages, because all of these bands are on Japan Files.
Okay.
And all of their Japan File addresses are the name of the band.
Ah, okay.
But basically, everything that we're playing this week, if you want to find out more about them, just go to japanfiles.com/ the name of the band, which will be listed on the things we do every week. It'll be on our website, punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get the name of the band if you can't remember them, and then just go to Japan Files and find them there. We're keeping it simple. Japan Files is an absolutely brilliant website that I talk about a lot. This week, 8 different bands off Japan Files. There's so much good stuff there. And it's just so much, it's just ska and punk, and everything is in, it's very efficient. It's what you'd expect. If you want to find a band and they're a ska band, you just go to the ska section and they're there. Okay. It's just really easy to use. I know I'm evangelical about it, but I just love this website. And you can get deals on albums as well, or I mean, you can just buy odd tracks of albums. You can make yourself a Japan Files compilation, which I have done, and it's absolutely brilliant. You get, and the tracks, they're like however much they are, you know, 79 cents a track or something. It's just nothing, and you can just build yourself a really brilliant Japan Files CD. Anyway, that's Bazooka. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. How did you do that gig with Blondie?
No, it got cancelled in the end.
Oh.
We had a massive practice for it Thursday. You know, we learned five or six new songs because it was mostly a cover song. And then Thursday evening, when we got back from practice, message from the venue, cancelled. The Blondie were bringing their own sound guy, who wasn't prepared to work an hour longer to do the sound for a support band. And because they were paying him, they just knocked us, you know, the strikers off the list.
Oh, what?
Really.
So they still did the gig.
They still did the gig, yeah. They just didn't want a support band.
Oh, right. Oh, how annoying.
These things happen, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, but I just think that's a bit rough. I think
it is a bit. Because we'd practiced with it for it and organised... All the other people with families had organised babysitters and days off. And people would come in and minibuses would come in to watch and things. So, oh, well.
Well, it's their loss, isn't it? Cause,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that, man. You've really upset me.
It's alright. It's fine.
I know that we should be going through information and that this week, but I'm really knackered. MySpace is a fabulous resource. There's a Punky Radio page on there, myspace.com/Punky Radio. Just leave a fucking comment on there, will you? Because we haven't been getting many. That only takes a couple of minutes to go there. Anyway, the thing is, I can just chat breeze with you, man. Right, because loads of stuff has been going on. I've got down in this section, all it says is Strummer Camp. Right? I'll just talk about Strummer Camp. It'll be like, hey, it's fabulous, mate. Except that I don't really want to go into too much detail because I don't want any really lengthy sections. Like, we had one last week, it was 11 minutes long. I'd rather get on with the next song, mate. Is that all right?
That's fine, yeah. Okay.
All right, so there's nothing for me to ask you this week, Tony, really. I should have got some questions together. like we did before, but I haven't sorted it out. I drink a lot. This is Dad, Mom, God. This is Burrows.
Barrels.
That's Burrows, Tony. Mate, the songs this week all rock.
Yeah.
They all rock, yeah. It's just... You've just got to go to Japan Files and you have to check them out. You have to just go and find out about these bands. It's also because it makes you a unique person amongst your group of friends as much as anything else, because you're the only one who's into Japanese ska. Or you're the only one. Do you know what I mean? It just means like all your mates like the same thing and you like this amazing thing that no one else has ever heard of. And it's brilliant. Oh, a lot of people in Japan have, of course.
Hmm.
It does mean that you could go to Japan and immediately be really down with the scene, man. You go, yeah, I know Dad, Mom, God. I like Bazooka. This is all good. I got a bit carried away, didn't I? What's, you listen to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I saw my mate Phil last night.
Okay.
At Vic Fest, which I will talk a little bit about later on, hopefully. And he said, oh, really love your show. I mean, I didn't even know you listened. He said, yeah, I really love it. He said, I listen to it while I'm walking the dog. I went, right, you know, it doesn't matter how or why. He said, what I really like, though, is that there's real passion in your voices about the music. You obviously, you know, you really do care. I went, well, rather than what? He goes, well, most people you listen to, they quite clearly don't give a fuck. Fair enough. Some people who haven't been given as much of a fuck as usual are the people who vote for us at Podcast Alley. You got any votes for us?
I do. Thank you for your votes so far in May. It is now June the 1st, so a whole new month and the slate's wiped clean, so everyone needs to vote. We've had about 3 votes in so far, and I think I know all of them. So please do vote for us. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. It's important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because I read them out. And leave us a vote. They're all appreciated. Thank you for all who voted in May. Here's the top 5. We just scraped 5 for this week. Pulling it out at the last moment. It is I, Cybercrime. Saving the day at the last moment with a daring, death-defying and self-inflicted rectotomy.
That's easy for you, Zoe.
Uh-huh. Accompanied by horrendous popping sound as I managed to pull my head out of my ass and get my vote in for May. Oh, the humanity. Sorry for the late vote. I'll do better in June. It's been a killer month, but I've been enjoying the label specials. Now, the less of you wank stains on the duvets of society are beginning to piss me off. Get off your arses and vote for Punky. There's no reason for Punky to ever be below number 10 on Podcast Alley, ever. We're fans of Punky and we've got to band together. If you're too much of a crotch goblin to vote, email me and give a proper accounting of yourself. Maybe I'll be merciful, but don't count on it. Cybercrime@yahoo.com. Come on, give me your pathetic excuses.
Thanks very much for the essay.
Those I judge worthy will be spared.
Oh, sorry, is he not finished?
He's still
yet?
Going. Those unworthy will be nominated for twats. There's your gauntlet. Here's an unflattering view of my ass. Now pick it up, I dare you, from Cybercrime. Well, that's passionate.
It's unbelievable. The man is a legend. He's an absolute legend. He is he's just the best thing to come out of Springfield since the I-55. He's just great. What a great bloke.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Cybercon. That is worthy of being the only comment you read out this week, really. But I imagine you've got more.
I've got more. May Madness. Hi, Tony and Paulie B. What a great month May has been with the label specials. The TNS one was particularly good. By the time Tony reads this out, it will be June, only just. So hopefully you're back in the business of taking requests again. Anything by Leagues Apart, my latest purchase following hearing them on the greatest podcast in the galaxy, would be good. And a blast down memory lane with an alien sex fiend classic like Smells Like Shit wouldn't go amiss, Paulie B. Always listening, Fat Mike.
Well, Fat Mike... not only can I'll have a look for Leagues Apart. I'm not sure whether how many tracks of theirs we've got that we haven't played. But I will try and do something like that. But I can't offer you any old school alien sex feed in the next couple of weeks. But I can play something off the new album, mate. And it's going to happen next week.
Wicked.
Excellent. Next week's show is going to be the most mental array of music I've ever compiled for a Punky Radio.
Oh, wow.
It just goes from one extreme to the other. It's just, I was looking through it going, oh, that ain't right. You can't do that. That's ridiculous. But it's going to be great. An Alien Sex Fiend and Zombie and Skeletons on next week's show.
Ah, great.
Leagues apart, I'll try and work out.
Okay. A few more votes. First vote for June. I'm such a dedicated listener that I voted without you even reminding me. From Insane Star. Thank you, Insane Star.
Oh, Insane Star. I have little else to say. I just, as soon as I hear those words, I'm just going, oh, I just need an excuse to go up to the northeast and get me some goth poontang. You see, they're quite easy to catch.
Okay.
Goths.
Next vote. Yeah,
they are, because they're always in like spike heels and all that, and you're just in trainers and you just run up behind them.
Got you. Okay.
So, and how about this for not a word of the week or even a phrase of the week, really, but just what you do, you run up behind them, you pull their lacy skirts over their heads, right, mm-hmm. and surprise them punky style. I don't know whether that'll ever catch on.
No, no.
But being surprised punky style, as I was thinking that before I said it, I started chuckling. If you fancy being surprised punky style and you're a goth, why don't you email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your rough location, not your exact address, your rough location. I'll let you know when I'll be in the area. And you can just casually be walking down the street in a particularly goth styly, and I'll surprise you punky style.
Nice.
I bet I don't get a single email.
Bet you get one. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe. What, for Insane Star?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, Insane Star. All right, yeah, but you got anything else there?
Yep, come on, votes. I remembered. Aha! I have remembered to vote punky, so should you. Or you may get a little bit of ass friendship. All the best.
Oh, that's from me. Yeah, that also refers to Strummer Camp, when I was woken up about 5:30 in the morning by an couple having a chat, a very loud chat. And when I confronted them about this said chat later on, the girl said something like, oh, we were on about something or other, and I misheard her and thought she said we were talking about ass friendship.
Oh, right.
It wasn't that at all, but I did find it very funny, and we all agreed, because they are punky listeners, we all agreed it would be maybe a word of the week this week, or even better, she turned around to the bloke she changed, and goes, that's it, you're my AFF. You're my ass friendship friend. So yeah, so you can have an AF basically.
Okay.
You can have an AF, or I could surprise you punky star, whatever you like, really. And it also briefly, I know I've just promised not to natter this week, I have also remembered one of my favourite phrases from Punky that again hasn't been mentioned in a while, the wonderful yellow friendship.
Oh yeah,
yellow friendship was just for recent listeners to say, because we haven't updated the website for so long, I'll say again, if I remember rightly, yellow friendship, we decided, was the practice of going into the changing room when your mate was getting changed, or when they weren't in the room, picking up their hopefully white, pristine Y fronts and doing a little wee on the front of them. Was that it? That was it, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
That was yellow friendship. How on earth we came up with that? Anyway, well, someone had done it. It was a twat. Oh, and I met a twat at Strummer Camp. I met the legend that is Mikey Wong.
Oh, the guy who fell off a mountain? Or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, well, that was. But I met Mikey Wong. They were all going... It was funny, because I walked up and this group of blokes went, Paulie B, Paulie B, this is a twat. Excellent. I'm pleased. He goes, no, on the show. I went, oh, brilliant. It was a bit confusing. Right, I'll get on with the next one.
I've got one last comment.
Oh, sorry.
Voting. Hey guys, love the show, but I miss Is a Twat. I do wish more people would send you them, as they are far and away my favourite feature. Paul's still my favourite though, no offence. Loves and cuddles, Tony.
We did have to get in with a couple of votes ourselves this week, just so you'd have five.
Yeah.
So either you do something about it, listeners, or this section will be retired. Because there won't be any more, unless you just go back through old, we could probably do a best of podcast alley. I think we ought to get on with the next one, mate.
Okay.
As I say, everything this week is on the Japan Files website, japanfiles.com. Here comes track 3, Judan Club, Godan Time. That's Judan Club, Tony. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. In this section, I've written down something that says additional material - England World Cup hopes. But what I would like to retitle this section, just because of recent events, etc., is it's time for relevant sport news. Ba-da-da-da! Which will be the theme tune from now on to relevant sport news. Ba-da-da-da! You might have to actually use that, do that as a little sound clip. So I can say, it's now time for relevant sports news, and you can go, relevant sports news. Because I'll never remember it. It's a very complicated song. Because so much has been happening. Because like, I've just, the Chicago Blackhawks and the ice hockey team, I have been following increasingly and getting into ice hockey. And they're in the final of the Stanley Cup against the Philadelphia Flyers, and the two games up, you know, this is gonna, it's unbelievable. So that's that, and the boy Hosa, who is my favourite player, scored as well last night. Excellent. So that's that, and that might be surprising for you to think that would be my first relevant piece of sports news, what with all the exciting football and cricket that's been going on. But also England, in the cricket, we won the 2020, didn't we? We are the world champions at cricket, and we've also beaten Bangladesh in the first test. You know, we're the only test team in the world that Bangladesh have never beaten.
That's right.
At anything. They haven't beaten us at Scrabble. They haven't beaten us at anything. But also, particularly, not cricket. We are the only test nation. They've beaten Australia, mate. They've beaten everyone. They've never beaten England. and we're 1-0up in the series. That's excellent. And then, of course, there's a small matter of the World Cup. Are you getting excited yet, Tony?
Yeah. The first match I'll be in Germany for. That'll be different. But yeah.
Yes, well.
England versus USA.
But it'll still be brilliant.
It's just
everybody, even people who don't like football, get excited about the World Cup, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just once every 4 years. It is. I do feel a little bit sorry for our American listeners, because even though they might be soccer fans themselves, the nation isn't a soccer fan. So it doesn't go for it the way, you know, pretty much every other country in the world. I'm trying to think of countries that, I mean, every country that qualifies, should I say. If your team's not in it, you might not be as interested. But every country in the world just goes bananas for the World Cup, don't they?
Yeah.
And we are already going bananas. The final 23-man England squad was announced this afternoon. And I had Sky Sports on from 10 o'clock this morning because they thought it was going to be at midday. It wasn't announced until about 4:15. And everyone at Sky Sports was just waiting for a list of 23 names. It was all they were talking about all day. Who might be in? Who might have gone? Who might not be there? Breaking news. Tom Huddleston is not going for the World Cup. Like, it was just really, really bizarre. Anyway, the 23 we've got looks like a good squad. I think the only things I'd have maybe done differently, I'd have taken Dawson rather than Upson. And there was one other that I was surprised at.
Walcott's not in, is he? Or
Walcott's not in, mate, but he's got no end product. He had that great game when he scored a hat-trick, but he's absolutely brilliant at getting past people, but he has his head down, his eyes shut, he gets to the touchline, and then just basically his last touch is a pass to the opposition. Right. That's the problem. And I think that Capello just looked at him and went, you're not doing it at the moment for whatever reason. And I was listening to one of the commentators this afternoon, who said, the thing is, Wayne Rooney noticed that he looked at his statistics and realised that he didn't score any goals with his head. So last summer in pre-season, he practised headers. He just practised headers, right?
Yeah.
And he scored a load of goals this year with his head, right? It's not a difficult concept. So Theo Walcott, what I'm basically saying is, if you want to be a great player, practise crosses. At the moment, what he does, his last touch, he gets round everybody, does a great job, he gets down the other end of the pitch, and then he falls over the ball or gives it to the opposition. And, you know, Fabio's seen that. The other bloke I feel a bit sorry for, though, is Darren Bent, who I think is not in the side because the commentators just don't like saying his name. I'm convinced of this. He's unfortunate in the same way that Ed Balls will never be the Prime Minister in this country. Right. There's just no joke. You just know they're always going, Bent! Oh, that's Bent! Bent! If he scores two goals, it's a Bent double! Like, it just can't happen. So I feel like he should change his name by default to Straight or something. I think that would make things easier,
sure,
basically.
Could be. Yeah.
He'd be straight in the team. On that basis, I am not going to tell you the name of this band until after you've heard them or what the song's called. Enjoy.
I'm
Tony, that band are called Pinky Doodle Poodle.
Nice.
And the song was called Spacey Blue. And I didn't think it was right. I thought it might have sounded a bit homophobic if I'd actually just said that after what I'd been saying before. So I thought I'll say it afterwards. Let's give ourselves a little bit of a break. Most of you probably didn't think I was being homophobic at all, and now you think I perhaps might be. I realise that I'd probably put myself in more trouble there than I should have done. The best way for me to get out of this, of course, Tony, is to A, tell everybody to go and check out japanfiles.com for all of these bands that were on this week's show, and also maybe to get some information, possibly to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I haven't updated the bed yet, about a wonderful website called something like GoDaddy or something. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, a little bit. As far as I can remember, GoDaddy...
Do you think you might tell me it with a chuckle?
I can try.
All right.
Okay. GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And GoDaddy make it easy to build your site with their website builders. And it's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with the industry standard SSL certificate.
And what is that?
That's a SSL.
Oh.
And it will protect your customers' details.
But right now, mate, they really need protection.
Yeah, they do. They do. But the best news of all, if you enter code Bunky7, that's...
Bunky7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code Punky8. That's
Punky8,
which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because I'm going to have a coughing fit.
Wicked.
Is that why?
That's right.
Right.
And also, there is Punky9. That's
no, you can say that again. I didn't hear that.
Punky9.
Punky9.
Yeah, and it will give you 30% of all .com domains. And also, there are now three additional codes. Firstly, Punky20H, that's...
Punky20H.
Which will give you 20% off hosting plans. Secondly, Punky25, that's...
Punky25.
And that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally, PunkySSL, that's...
PunkySL...
With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Thank you.
Not enough chuckling, mate.
Oh, I forgot the chuckle.
I missed it. I thought, do you know what? This sounds, this is too, this like, I don't think there's light in his life this week. I think the gig cancellation, I think it's basically been death by blondie.
This is what happens when the chuckling stops. The silence of the chuckling.
I know something that'll make you laugh, mate.
Yeah?
Spunky doll.
Find a way. I don't see no compass there. Fire away. Curtis Rara 際で漏れた住み込むような最後の部屋で切り抜く時を混ぜてごらん世界は澄み切るファイ
The thing about goths, Tony, they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
That's true.
Anyway, that was Spunky Doll and Monochrome. And I just like some of the band names this week are great, aren't they? Dad, Mom, God, Bazooka, Pinky Doodle Poodle, Spunky Doll. Pinky Doodle Poodle, Spunky Doll. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerby underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. So anyway, this bit would be time for Gig Guide, but you haven't got one, have you?
No.
No singing. If you have a gig that you would like us to tell the world about, email Tony at punkyradio.com, tighten your email, International Gig Guide. Sound like a good idea?
Sounds good to me.
I'm sure there are gigs on this week. In fact, there is one on this week, I know.
Okay.
Because I can't... No, it's not. It's next week, is it? Oh, no, actually, I can't remember what it is. At some point, Johnny Throttle are doing Neat in London. I think we have mentioned it before, but they've also just been doing some gigs in Portugal.
Oh, nice one.
I got a couple of texts from the lovely John Codger. Oh, he's dreamy. He's so dreamy. And saying that they've been doing gigs in Portugal. They went great. The gigs were full. He said, but it was 40 degrees. And he said, the heat was sending people a bit mental. Now, for him to say that, right. He said one Portuguese bloke in the crowd at the gig, he'd lost it so much with the heat and the booze and the sweat and everything that he started humping one of the monitors.
Nice.
John said he'd got really sexually charged by the whole thing, had to have sex with something, so started fucking my monitor. Right, okay. The reason I'm not saying a lot about Strummer Camp is I'm just kind of mentioning it really this week, is that I did a load of interviews, and there'll be in a few weeks time there'll be a Strummer Camp special with the interviews of all the bands that I emceed at the stage on the day, and I'll go through it all then. I'll remember most of it because I did a lot of it sober. Now I'm just going to tell you about two gigs, however, that are happening in August that both concern me. On August the 12th I'm doing a show as part of the Camden Fringe with my mate Brian Higgins called Is Star Trek Voyager Good For You? It's, you know, it is quite geeky. I am into Voyager massively. I think every school child should have to watch it to learn to be a nice person. Anyway, that's on August the 12th. We'll be deconstructing it in hopefully funny way. That's on August the 12th at Camden Fringe. If you go on the Camden Fringe website, camdenfringe.org, you'll just find it on August the 12th, basically, if you are interested. And I'd love anyone who can get to that show. It's at 9 o'clock in the Roundhouse Theatre. And it should be really... It's one night only. We're writing a show to do for one night. So if you're anywhere near and you can take an hour out of your life, it's £7.50 to get in, which for London is quite cheap, really. And then from the 16th to the 28th of August, I'm doing the Edinburgh Free Fringe, mate.
Nice.
Doing a free show on Parliament the Musical. I'm going to have a guest.
Okay.
It's at 2:30 in the afternoon in Base, which is a club on Cowgate, which is right in the middle of things. And I've got lucky, basically. Thank you very much to Peter Buckley Hill. If you've never heard of the Free Fringe before, I know I might have mentioned it last year. Basically, there are 300 comedy shows on the Free Fringe. It's free. Basically, you pass around a bucket at the end of the gig to try and get a few quid off people. If you've had a good show, you know, they lob in fives and that. If you haven't, they lob in 2p. Yeah. But it's free. The principle is the audience, because everyone's been getting ripped off for so long at that thing, that Peter Buckley Hill decided quite a long time ago, right, I'm going to do a free show. And that's it's just expanding. And there's now 300 shows, of which I am one of them this year. So 2:30 in the afternoon, there'll obviously be more information about that as we get closer to it. And that's running for 12 nights. And I'm going to find it easier than the one I'm doing for one night.
Yeah.
I'll say 12 nights, 12 days. So I'll be rocking up at other gigs as well. I'll probably do 3 shows a day, do other people's gigs as a guest. I'm having a guest a day at mine. And everyone who guests at mine, I'm going to go and do theirs as well. I'm just having someone. Basically, I'm having an ad break for a comic. So I'm doing half. It'll be about a 50-minute show. I'll do 20 minutes. Then I'll put someone on for 10. And then the last 20 minutes is Hung Parliament the Musical. So it should be a good mixed show as well. And if you are, I'm sorry to be so blatant about this, but if you are in Edinburgh or planning to go to Edinburgh at any point during the festival, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com because I need some people to help me fly her. Only for an hour. If you can give up an hour and fly her for me, I should be able to get you into the show of your choice, as long as I know the comic is on, or I can point you in the direction of the right stuff and all that. So basically, I need one person a day to fly her for an hour. I've got a couple of mates that are going to come up and help out, but if you're in Edinburgh and you'd like, yeah, I would really appreciate it. Alright, that's enough about me. Nice. Have you done anything in the last week, Tom?
Not massively, no. Had to finish the house. The house is now rented out and someone's in it.
Right.
As of Saturday, so there's a last minute rush to do that.
And it's a bloke we know, isn't it?
It's a bloke we know. And I trust him implicitly, so it's great. It's great news that he's going to look after it. He's going to pay rent.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
So, so that's all done and dusted now, so that's good. And we're finally doing a few things at the house. We had to do an IKEA trip and a tidy because we're going away. Steph's going away tomorrow to Germany for a week, and then I'm going next week to join her.
So, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony.
I know.
How many hot dogs did you have?
One.
Did you? IKEA. Yeah, I can't stop myself. I just get half a dozen.
It's just too cheap. It's like 95 pence. It's just great.
Yeah. I remember the good old days when the small hot dogs were 35p and the big ones were 65. That was great. I could have 3 hot dogs for under £1.
It's a bit strange though. The hot dog goes in the bun, but then you open the bun to put the sauce in, and the bun's stuck to the hot dog.
Right.
It's a bit wrong. But it tastes so nice.
Those crazy Swedish. I can't be bothered with the entire IKEA experience. I just, when I used to have to go in the old days, obviously, when I had somebody to go with, she'd go shopping around IKEA and I'd just stand at the till eating hot dogs.
Nice.
It was brilliant.
The food's great.
Alright, so hang on then. So, when are you away then?
Next Wednesday, the 9th to the 13th. So, I'm back basically Sunday night.
Oh, okay, alright.
Yeah, it all works out punky-wise.
Okay.
Wednesday, so 3 days, then the weekend, and then back up for late Sunday, early Monday.
This has just occurred to me that this is really an off-air chat, isn't it?
Possibly. It's fine.
So basically, you haven't done anything that anyone wants to hear.
No, not really.
Phil, the bloke who said he really liked Punky at VicFest last night, he went, I really like Tony as well. I went, why? He said, he's just so casual about everything. I went, yeah, I know. He said, he's just funny. Actually, a few people up at Strummer Camp said as well, they really, really like your style, mate. You're a big hit around the world, my friend.
I've got a style?
Yeah, they like your style because they're going, Paul, you get really enthusiastic about like a Mars bar or something. And then you ask Tony if he's done anything. He goes, nah, I got robbed. Like, I remember when I was the cool kid on this show. It's all gone for a Burton. You're just a legend. Right,
I'm just happy I've got a style.
Yeah, you got a style, man. We're going to get on with the next song. This band we have played before on this show. I think they're absolutely brilliant. I picked this song because I wanted you to introduce it. Have you got it to hand?
Yeah.
Excellent. Maybe you'd like to introduce this one, Tony.
Sure. It's The Outmods and Likajeni Shiagari.
Not bad.
Cool.
Right, Tony, what was that band?
The Outmods.
And what was the name of the song?
Likajeni Shiagari.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, they're on JapanFiles.com, as are all the bands. This is our last label special. We're back to normal next week, although it being punky, it's not normal.
Right.
It's really not normal. The first, if you like, back to normal show next week couldn't be anything further from it. Oh, by the way, I'm hoping to do at least one of the Judgmentals next week. I didn't do Judgmental this week because I thought about it and I thought, oh, hang on, this is a Japan file special, and when Judgmental gets going, he does sound a bit oriental.
Oh,
they might think
true.
I'm taking the piss. They might think I'm taking the piss. So even though it's an alter ego that I can't control, I thought best to keep the cinnamon gum in the bag for another week.
Got you.
I'm being alternative this week. What's wrong with me? I've been broken by Strummer Camp Vic Fest last night, mate. My goodness. I had a really great gig. It has been a really great day. I didn't realise, but I got a burnt head at Strummer Camp and I had sunglasses on, so I've just got these ridiculous panda eyes and a pink head. I had to go on stage in front of a load of nice people and try and make them laugh, and they were just laughing at me, most of them. Look at that broke head. But we did have the first. I had a chat with Victoria, the beautiful, brilliant woman who runs the Victoria pub, and so about sort of half tennis. I went, hey, do you know what? I said, I'm really glad that you've stopped, because we went through about a year of just having lock-ins when she first had it. I said, I'm really glad that we don't do that anymore, because we were all killing ourselves. She was going, yeah, I never got out of the pub. She said, I'm really glad we don't have lock-ins now either. I'm glad that I get the pub shut, we get everyone out, and I go to bed. Anyway, then at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm really glad you don't do lock-ins anymore. What time is it? She went 4. Bit of a fucking lock-in.
Nice.
Right, anyway, I got to tell you what I'm doing this week. You listen to the Dead 60s underneath us, by the way. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I've got my my little run of 3 gigs in Bedfordshire this weekend. So Thursday night is the new comedy gig that I've got at my mate Steve's pub, the Ashcroft Arms in Luton, which features the brilliant Brian Higgins and Susan Murray. Right, that's on Thursday. There's a Facebook group for it. If you type in comedy at the Ashcroft, you'll find it, right? Then on Friday, I've got my... these are all bi-monthly shows, by the way. The Friday show is in Langford at the Ivy League Club. And it's... and I can't remember who's on. I think it might be... I think it's Steve Best and someone. It might even be Susan Murray. It might be Susan Murray, in fact. I think she's on at that as well. I'm sorry, I can't remember. I'll drink her up. And then on Saturday... It's my bi-monthly gig at The Pad in Bedford, and it's a Terry special. I've got 2 comics, one called Terry Frisbee, one called Terry Saunders. I'm going to call myself Terry for the night. Anyone called Terry gets in half price.
Nice.
So if you're in Bedford on Saturday and you're called Terry, right, come to the Terry special that we're doing. It will be hilarious. I am trying to get an open mic spot for it as well, but I can't. So I did a Facebook thing. There's a Facebook group for new acts, and I posted a thing on there saying, if there are any open mic spots here called Terry, please get in touch. No, I got one response from a bloke saying, I'm not called Terry, I'm called John, but can I come and do the gig anyway? And I went, no, you're not called Terry. I am childish. So that's my week this week. Are you up to anything?
Not this week, really. It's work really. With the having the week off next week, so I've got to do some late nights running up to it. So boring. Right. But things are settling down, so it's getting good. I might be going out Friday, actually. There's a band called The Hubris playing at The Maze in Nottingham.
Right.
Which I've been to see for a while. It's a side project with Ben from Pam. I've actually got the CD, so might feature in a future episode of Punky. But I'm going to might go and check them out if I can.
Well, that's a very, very good idea.
Yes. They were kind of a weird cross between Spinal Tap and something else.
Tony, while the cat's away, the mice will play. It's Steph's away in Germany for the week. Tony's suddenly going to see bands again. Yeah, great stuff. The next song is another great name. By the way, if it might seem like the songs are in a bit of a funny order this week, I have a confession to make. I did have them lined up in the order I wanted, and then I moved them from one folder to another folder, the title on computer, and because I'm clever like that. And when they moved into the other folder, they went all alphabetic in that.
Ah, right.
So basically, they've been done in alphabetical order, which is why we have Bazooka starting with B, Dad, Mom God with a D, Judan Club with a J, Pinky Doodle Poodle P, Spunky Doll S, The Outmods T. In fact, the last two boats have the at the start. But even then, this is accidental, but it's worked as well, because this band are the Squeaks. Situation.
Situation.
That's the squeaks, Tony. I love Japan Files. You're listening to the Bat Smash Unleashed right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, my friend. Now, this is the question I ask you every week. Tony, have you have got a twat?
I haven't. No, I haven't gotten a twat, no.
So what are we going to do about that then? Is that another feature we're going to retire?
It's going to have to, well, it's going to put retired unless people can email me some twats now. Please do email me twats. It's one of my few features and I like doing it. I'm sure you like listening to it. And I know for a fact there's many twats in the world. I've met most of them, so do email me. Tony,
you haven't met most of the twats. I've just met a few of them. There are millions of them.
It's true. I've met but a small percentage, but it's felt like I haven't met them.
You know, if you, yeah, I seem to be surrounded by them at nearly all times.
But email me, please, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want twats' name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. Any reason you want. And all twats would receive with pleasure and gratitude.
Well, you love twat, don't you?
I do love a twat. And it's drying up, especially in this rainy weather.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't really.
That makes no sense. So, yes, basically, as a direct result of there not being a twat this week, we would like one. Get your twats into Tony. Tony@punkyradio.com. It does mean we've got nothing to do in this section.
Yes.
So it's very short, and it's your own fault. You're not doing enough work for us. Why should we put the effort into this section when you're not helping us out? You know who you are. So, and what a great Stalinist statement for you to make there. Handily, the last band this week are The Stalin Vacuum. So, Tony, that's the end of our month of label specials. I'm thinking about doing some again soon.
It's been nice.
It's been a nice change, I think. Yeah. And it's been nice to... I know this week a lot of the music is different, but it has got the theme of being Japanese. But it's been quite nice to have a week, you know, a week of sort of ska punk, a week of rockabilly and a week of 60s garage and all that. It's been... I was just going to tell you, I was one of the bands at Strummer Camp. I will probably forget this. Called The Hit Priests. They're absolutely brilliant. And they're from Nottingham, mostly. And anyway, I'm standing backstage with this girl who was just really enjoying what the lead singer was doing. I will tell you about it in a couple of weeks' time. She went, they're great. I said, yeah. they're, I'm surprised they're on at this stage at this time, because they're quite big on the garage scene. And she went, really? And I went, oh no, darling, not that sort of garage. And I then had to go into a quite big speech about 60s garage and what it was, and trash and music and everything, and going, yeah, it's not what you're thinking of, but I would love to see these at a drum and bass gig. It would be great. Please do get your twats into Tony this week. Please do review us at iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com. On the left hand side is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page, where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, we read the UK. So get them in soon, and we'll do an iTunes review section. It's about time, I think.
It is about time. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Next week's music is mental, just to give you a sort of A to Z of what's happening. We're going from a new track from Alien Sex Fiend to a porn star's song for England in the World Cup.
Oh, nice.
It's just going to be, and it's just, and that just, it doesn't go with punk radio at all, but I'm just playing it. Thanks very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.